The disappearance of one Miss Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, is more fascinating and truly has captivated the nation, more so than like what happened to JonBenet Ramsey, the Bermuda Triangle, where on earth Amelia Earhart ended up. May she rest in peace, of course. Loved our girlie. But Kate Middleton not being seen by the public eye since December 25th, 2023, I'm gonna break this all down for you, has literally got me running back to my microphone. Again, like I said, I have not recorded a podcast episode in 2 years until the Wicked trailer came out at the Super Bowl because I was that excited to talk about it. And then I was like, okay, I'm retired for good. But now Kate Middleton literally missing has brought me back to doing what I do best. And that is pondering and wondering and talking out loud to myself. Mostly I talk out loud to myself and like I watch all the blogs and the TikTok videos and the YouTube videos and like the conspiracy theorists about everything. But everything pertaining to her disappearance, because yes, it is a very odd timeline of events that has occurred pertaining to her initial announcement about her abdominal surgery and the recovery period and her not being, well, basically being out of commission until Easter. I don't think many people thought much that they're like, okay, well, the Princess of Wales needs her time to, you know, recover. She is muchly deserved a holiday and a recovery. But this is getting very odd with the photo editing of it all and the it's just wild. So let's break it all down. Hi, I'm Andrew. I don't want to introduce myself because I'm too obsessed with this story. First, but actually, you know what? I will preface this all by saying my sort of niche on TikTok, which, by the way, TikTok being banned, okay, I'm not going to talk about that. Maybe I'll talk about that another day. It's just something else. But most of my TikTok content as of like the last 2 years has been heavily focused on the royals. I'm obsessed. I love them. I love the monarchy, specifically Harry and Meghan, Megxit, their doc, which I'm like literally sitting every single day of my life crossing my fingers for an episode, a season two, because the first season, which came out in 2021, was so damn good. Was it 2021 or 2022? You know, one or the other. It was so good. And it really, in my opinion, put them in a good light. And sort of the world turned on them, of course. And everybody, you know, loves William and Catherine. Rightly so. They're the next queen and king to be. But the tides are turning, as they usually do. So there's so many articles on the internet pertaining to Kate Middleton's initial, like, whatever. But I went to townandcountry.com. I don't often visit this site, but you know what? It was the first one that I thought that it said timeline in the headline. So I was like, okay, let me break it all down. So let's just start with December 25th, 2023. Kate attends Christmas services at Sandringham with the royal family. She was wearing that gorgeous blue outfit. As it's annual tradition for the royal family, Kate appeared with her family on Christmas Day as they walked to church at Sandringham. This appearance became notable only later as it marks the last time the princess made her made a public appearance. So that's Christmas for everyone who celebrates Christmas, and if you don't, then that's when she made her appearance. Okay, January 16th, so fast forward 2.5 weeks. Kate undergoes planned abdominal surgery at the London Clinic. In mid-January, the Princess of Wales underwent planned abdominal surgery at the London Clinic. News of the surgery was not made public until the following day. Then the following day, as the article just says, January 17th, Kensington Palace releases their first statement on Kate's health. And then, obviously, this is a podcast, so you can't see what I'm looking at, but there's a photo, a view of the London Clinic. By the way, I went to London for the first time in early December of this year. I had been only on a layover going somewhere, but I actually had a proper visit in December, and I had so much fun. I went with my mom, my brother-in-law, and my niece and my nephew. I saw Moulin Rouge, which was fantastic. I did a lot of shopping. I went to some great restaurants. We drove by Buckingham Palace, which literally I was gagging because it was in between part one and part two of season six of The Crown, the final season. I was literally, when I saw Buckingham Palace, I literally almost passed out because it's one thing seeing all this all on TV and following it all, you know, through The Crown on Netflix, but actually seeing it IRL, I couldn't even handle it. And there was a changing of the guard too. It was like literally pomp and circumstance. I love it. So unrelatable. But that's why I like the royals, because they're unrelatable queens and kings. And like, I love living in a world where everything's unrelatable, because you know, the world, at least in America, is like falling apart. But the royals, they live in their own little bubble until now, when their bubble's being penetrated and now conspiracy theorists are just figuring things out about them. But anyways, I digress. Let me continue. The statement that Kensington Palace made is this, quote, this was on Instagram, by the way, quote, Her Royal Highness Princess of Wales was admitted to the London Clinic yesterday being January 16th of 2024, for planned abdominal surgery, Kensington Palace said in a shocking statement, continuing on, the surgery was successful and it is expected that she will remain in hospital for 10 to 14 days before returning home to continue her recovery. Based on the current medical advice, she is unlikely to return to public duties until after Easter. Okay, so at a first glance, or at a first, you know, whatever, you're like, okay, good, you know, everybody has medical issues, you have to get taken care of, you go to the doctor, good, the princess should recover, you know, she's working so hard, she's always making public appearances, we don't actually know what's going on, you know, inside of behind closed doors, as they say, but great. Let Kate recover in peace. The palace continue. The Princess of Wales appreciates this interest statement. The palace continued. The Princess of Wales appreciates the interest this statement will generate. She hopes that the public will understand her desire to maintain as much normality for her children as possible. Remember that sentence, as for her children as possible, and her wish that her personal medical information remains private. Kensington Palace will therefore only provide updates on Her Royal Highness's progress when there is significant new information to share. The Princess of Wales wishes to apologize to all those concerned for the fact that she has to postpone her upcoming engagement. She looks forward to reinstating as many as possible as soon as possible. So right there, the palace sort of got ahead of any conspiracy theory that was to come out in now February, which I don't think they foresaw, like, this, like, unraveling the way it has, much in part because of the photo editing mishap. But, you know, Kate, I think it was just so sudden, and I think part of the royals' whole, the way they operate is transparency, because they are funded by the taxpayers, so therefore they almost owe the public sort of an explanation about not everything they do, but for the most part, like, a stepping back of some sort. So there's that, and also them saying the palace making or emphasizing the statement normality for her children. Totally understandable. Prince George, Prince Louis, and Princess Charlotte deserve, you know, to just keep doing their thing. I don't think they live in a world where their friends are, like, having cell phones and be like, look at this TikTok conspiracy theory about your mom. Maybe they do. I mean, they're royal, so they probably have, like, phones and whatnot, but I don't know. I don't know how things... I'm sure they go to a really elite private school. Maybe the private school doesn't allow cell phones, or maybe they're protected, or they're in some type of unpenetrable bubble, but who knows? So the next excerpt is January 18th. So we have the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, starting with the 25th. William visits Kate in hospital. There's a photo, a paparazzi photo of William driving. By the way, I remember when this photo came out, he was driving a really fancy Audi. And if that's somebody who drives an Audi, I love me an Audi. Prince William was photographed driving from the London clinic, where he visited his wife as she recuperated from surgery. It was the only time the Prince of Wales was pictured at the hospital during her entire two-week stay. Meanwhile, in the aftermath of her surgery, William postponed his public engagements to be by his wife's side. So this photo is a paparazzi photo, so it's public. There is also the chance that William did visit her and he wasn't photographed. He could have been brought in a secret way. He could have been disguised. He could have been brought in a van. I remember when Kim K was pregnant with North, the way they got her to the hospital was, it was very secretive, and there was, like, no paparazzi photos of her going in. It was, like, totally hush-hush. So there was a way that they do it. So there is a way that this can be done. I'm just going to say that before we get into all the conspiracy theories. Okay, the next day we have is January 26th. King Charles visits Kate at the hospital. On January 26th, King Charles was admitted to the London Clinic for treatment for a benign enlarged prostate. You remember the king said that. He released a statement. Before his admittance, he visited the Princess of Wales, who was still recuperating from her surgery at the London, in a London clinic. A week later, Buckingham Palace announced the king, you remember this, devastatingly has cancer, saying, quote, during the king's recent hospital procedure for benign prostate enlargement, a separate issue of concern was noted. Subsequent diagnostic tests have identified a form of cancer. Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting, because, I mean, the palace really, like, as I was saying before, they sort of owe the public some level of transparency because of the tax dollars and them funding the royal family. With that being said, obviously, the king's in a different position than the Princess of Wales. Charles is in a different position than Kate because he's king. Like, he's literally at the top of the triangle. Whatever metaphor you want to put that or see that as. So on one level, it's like, okay, yeah, you of course you have to, you know, announce this because the country could fall into chaos. But another thing, part of me is also like, well, how much notice did Charles have? Like, how long was he sitting with this devastating news before he had to make the public announcement? It's very interesting. So then things are starting to get a little interesting here. The next date we have is January 29th. Kate is discharged from hospital. Okay, there's a photo here of King Charles leaving the London clinic with Queen Camilla by his side. On the same day King Charles was discharged from the hospital, the Princess of Wales was also discharged. While Charles was pictured smiling and waving as he left, Kate was not seen as she left the London clinic. So that's intentional. Charles wants to be seen, Kate doesn't. But again, Charles is king, Kate is Princess of Wales. It's different. She probably went out a secret way. There's a reason she doesn't want to be seen. By the by, I do have to say, for those of you who are on TikTok, maybe she has a platform on YouTube, I'm not quite sure, but please follow Molly B. McPherson. She is a PR maven, a very, very smart woman who breaks down sort of very public scandals, if you will. I mean, this particular this particular story, she's sort of broken down all the statements from Kensington Palace and Buckingham Palace and the palace and the royals and whatnot, and very smartly pinpointed exactly what each line means, what it means from a PR perspective, what it means from the people behind the scenes. It's very, very smart. She's on TikTok. Again, her name is Molly B. McPherson. Again, going back to January 29th, Kate was discharged, but she wasn't seen. And then there was another statement from the Kensington Palace saying, quote, "The Princess of Wales has returned home to Windsor to continue her recovery from surgery. She's making good progress," Kensington Palace said. "The Prince and Princess of Wales wish to say a huge thank you to the entire team at the London Clinic, especially the dedicated nursing staff, for the care they have provided. The Wales family continues to be grateful for the well wishes they have received from around the world. As of January 29th, Kate is said to be recuperating at home at Adelaide Cottage in Windsor." Okay, so she's recovering at home. Great, as she should. Be with the family. Kick off her heels. Relax. She deserves it. Again, a much-needed rest after what was probably a very difficult surgery. We don't actually know the extent of how difficult the surgery was, but again, we're not owed every little intimate detail of the princess's health. But with, again, Charles, he's king, it's a little bit different. Now, this is where, you know, some people start to get a little suspicious. It's just because she hasn't been seen. But again, prefacing back to Kensington Palace's first statement, they said she would not be seen until after Easter. And we're now at February 7th. Prince William returns to public duties and carries out a day of engagements. Okay. A bit over a week following Kate's discharge from hospital, Prince William returned to public engagements, carrying out an investiture, and attending a gala dinner for London's Air Ambulance charity. At the investiture, William revealed that Kate, quote, has two, quote, amazing and kind nurses caring for her. And at the gala dinner, he said, "I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you also for the kind messages of support for Catherine and for my father, especially in recent days. It means a great deal for us." This is when William is really put at the forefront of basically being in charge of everything, because he is next in line, of course, to succeed the throne after his father, when and if King Charles ever decides to step down and retire. William is next in line. So it doesn't surprise anybody that William is out here doing the good work, you know, fulfilling his royal duties, if you will. Queen Elizabeth is probably very proud of her grandson. February 27th now, Palace gives brief update on Kate's health when Kensington Palace shared that Prince William had to miss King Constantine's memorial service due to, quote, a personal matter. They gave a brief health update on Kate, saying that she, quote, continues to be doing well, because at this point, when William pulled out of this event, people were getting a little sus. And I believe King Constantine is William's godfather, from what I'm understanding. This is where people on TikTok are like, oh my gosh, what's going on? But Kate, William pulling out of something, this must be serious, because of course. But then again, William might have had a prior engagement. William might have not been feeling well. There's a whole plethora of reasons. But of course, the conspiracy theories are, and this is a conspiracy theory, and this is alleged, that William might have, the Catherine might, in fact, maybe, perhaps, allegedly, not be recovering from said surgery that Kensington Palace has said she would be going through, or recovering, or be out of commission to until Easter, that maybe William has this other woman that he's been seeing, and that Kate, you know, it's the final straw for her, and that she's like, I am going to defy royal protocol, not be seen, stay away from you until this is sorted out. This is where all the conspiracy theories start. Okay. The next issue, or the next update we get, February 29th, Kensington Palace emphasizes that there will be no regular updates on Kate's health. So clearly Kensington Palace is getting the news from the outside world that people on the internet are basically like calling BS on what may or may not be going on, and just really prodding at, like, what is going on. Again, we live in a world where people, because social media apps like TikTok and YouTube are so powerful, and their reach is really, it's wild, it's insane. This kind of stuff, meaning conspiracy theories and whatnot, it really can build out into a whole ordeal. And many times it's not true, but that's the problem of it. That's the scary the side of social media and its power. Okay, so February 29th, Kensington Palace updates emphasizes that there will be no regular updates on Kate's health. I'm sorry, I'm tripping over my words, but there's a lot of words here. In response to the rampant online speculation about the princess, a spokesperson said, quote, Kensington Palace made it clear, by the way, this is very strong wording, just listen, Kensington Palace made it very clear in January that the timeline to the princess recovery, and we'd only be providing significant updates, that guidance stands. The spokesperson reiterated that Kate is, quote, doing well. Next update, March 4th, Kate is spotted in public for the first time, and this is what's really interesting. In the first photographs of the Princess of Wales since December, she was pictured in the passenger seat of a car driven by her mom, Carol Middleton, near Windsor Castle. The unauthorized paparazzi photos were obtained by TMZ. Okay, I'm gonna take umbrage with them saying the unauthorized paparazzi photos, because the credit of the photos is by Backrid, and everybody knows, not everybody, if you don't know, most people know. Backrid is a photography service agency, I don't know what they call themselves, that celebrities who want to be seen or want to be photographed, they call Backrid up, tell them when and where to be, and the celebrity will be there, and the photos are released, sort of, it's like a barter system, you know, there's a reason why people hire them, they want to be seen. Kate, or someone on her team, wanted her to be seen driving with her mom, Carol Middleton, which, by the way, her mom looks just like Eve Best, who played her mom in The Crown, which, by the way, Eve Best is in House of the Dragon. She plays Rhaenys Targaryen. She's amazing. Sorry, just had to, like, go for that tangent because I'm obsessed. But anyways, when I saw this photo of Carol Middleton and Catherine, I was like, oh my God, Eve Best? No, that's Catherine. That's Carol. So that caused a lot of hoopla. Like, why does she want to be seen? Kate's wearing sunglasses in the car. And she, there's no real, like, it's just a very vague sort of distance photo. You can see it online, but she's like, it's just like weird. It's odd. There's literally nothing other than her to say about it, other than her. She's literally sitting in the passenger seat of a car, just like looking sort of mom. It's like, oh, okay. Hey girl. Okay. The next update we get is March 10th. Kensington Palace shares first official photo of Kate following her surgery. Now this is where things really start to fall apart. Okay, in honor of Mother's Day in the UK, Kensington Palace released a new photo of Kate via their Instagram, The Prince and Princess of Wales, which was taken by Prince William and shows the princess surrounded by her three children. The image was accompanied by a brief message from Kate thanking the public for their continued support. And the caption of the photo, which is now with 2 million likes, says, quote, "Thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. Wishing everyone a Mother's Day. See." And then the photo credit, The Prince of Wales 2024. Soon after, I sniffled. I know I'm supposed to, but like, I'm okay. Soon after the image was released, the photograph was recalled by photo agencies. Following speculation, it had been Photoshopped. Photo agencies cited the reason for the recall as a, quote, editorial issue in post-publication review. The palace has yet to comment. It was the Associated Press who, I think, recalled the photo because they said they had reason to believe that this photo was not authentic. If you look in at the photo, there is I think it's now 13 to 16 edited manipulations of this photo, from hand placements to hairlines to faces to the kids' hands movements. It's very, at a first glance, you would never know, but if you really zoom in and then you look at all the edits that people have found online, you can heavily see it, which really sent people in a tizzy, because it's okay. And then there have been many TikTok accounts that have said the royals have done photo edits for years. Everybody airbrushes their photos, you know, Facetune, whatnot. It's totally fine. But 16, almost 16 edits in a family photo when nobody's seen The Princess of Wales and since December. Well, except for the photo diving with her mom, which then people started to question that. It's pretty suspect. It's definitely, it's just, I mean, looking at the photo now, I can tell her hand. Oh, by the way, and another telltale sign is that she's not wearing her wedding ring. And people are like, well, why would William take a photo of Kate with the kids if she's not wearing her wedding ring? It's either this, well, okay, I'm going to get to that thought. But this is what accompanies that. March 11th, the palace shares an apology from Kate over edited photo. Which is crazy because the palace has sort of a policy. Do not engage with sort of the hoopla, the public. In response to the photo editing drama, Kensington Palace shared a personal apology from Kate Middleton, who wrote, quote, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. The palace has not shared the original photograph." A few hours later, Kate was pictured in a car with William leaving Windsor Castle. She was heading to a private appointment while William appeared at the Commonwealth Day service. Okay, this is where the timeline ends. And by the way, now that photo is being called into question because you can see they're in a backseat of a blue Range Rover and William's face is sort of looking down at his phone and Kate is turned away. But people are, they're taking another photo of Kate where she's photographed behind Prince Harry and Prince William. And it's the same profile, the same hat, the same earring, the same hairstyle. So people are thinking it's doctored. And they're going so far as to say the brick coloring is different from the brick behind Catherine to the brick on top of the car. That the top of the car looks like a cartoon. It's wild. But what's more crazy about the photo gate, whatever you want to call it, is that Kate issued an apology saying she's an amateur photographer. What, like, people, that's what led people to, you know, post content or put into question, basically. I can't even think of how to, like, frame this. Why is Kate sitting at home during her recovery downloading Adobe Photoshop? Like, what? What is the Princess of Wales doing? They are a billion-dollar family. Don't they have professionals who do this for them? That's where it does not make sense. So this is all from Town and Country. I'm going to Google Kate Middleton right now. There's literally been so many freaking updates about the Princess of Wales. I mean, look, I love her. I respect her. I think she's so regal. She's so elegant. But it's sort of until this year, she has not had one blemish to her name. Maybe with the exception of when, in Prince Harry's book Spare, he said there was a bit of drama between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton, and Princess Charlotte's flower girl dress, and Kate making Meghan cry, or Meghan making Kate cry, whatever that sort of, but there's nothing like this. I mean, for some odd reason, it's almost as if Kate got away unscathed from that, but this is other level. Okay, so the most recent headlines. Okay, the Washington Post. Kate Middleton photo scandal raises questions about media, celebrity photos, The Daily Beast, Harry and Meghan's... Oh, no. Oh, yeah, people are also... Speaking of Harry and Meghan, people are also saying if this was Harry and Meghan and they were caught with sort of a botched, edited, photoshopped image of their family, they would be ripped apart to shreds even more so, to an even more extreme degree than Meghan, than Kate, than Catherine, Kate Middleton. Like, it's so true. I mean, what is that expression? The, like, when something's not even or bare, balance between the hypocrisy, you know. 4 hours ago, oh my gosh, the New York Post. Okay, well, New York Times opinion, Kate Middleton's story is about so much more than Kate Middleton. Okay, the New York Post, Kate Middleton officially hits rock bottom. Okay, well, that's a little bit dramatic, but this is what they say. Oh, this is an opinion piece, but it's because, again, she's never had a blemish on her literally perfect record. She is just doing everything. She's always followed the rules, played by the, you know, the royal books. And but it's also, it could just be that people are making something out of nothing. Kate really could just be at home editing a photo, but it's like the royals should never succumb to, I don't want to say bullying of the, like, nor of the common folk, but they should never succumb to, like, demand from the public to, like, do something. Because no, you don't do that. You don't negotiate with, like, whatever. Even though to some degree, of course, they owe the public, you know, some type of explanation because tax dollars and funding. But it's like, at this point, I think any pro PR person would be like, you should just make a video or a statement, because I feel like Queen Elizabeth, first of all, I've been thinking about our dearly departed Queen Elizabeth throughout the entirety of this photo scandal, for the last, like, 2.5 weeks or so. Like, what would you think about this? She'd probably be furious, that's for sure. This would never have happened, even though there were quite a bit of scandals when our beloved Queen Elizabeth was around, of course. I mean, I don't have to tell you, Princess Diana and the Harry and Meghan, Megxit. But this is, it's like, this, I've never... Aside from Harry and Meghan exiting the royal family, I have never seen them, like, front and center like this. This is wild. Okay, hold on. Sorry, I'm looking at... There's just so many news stories. Anyways, I don't know what to say about this. I'm sort of just following the updates as the press is releasing it. She's a January baby, Kate Middleton. She's 42. Oh, she's just so glamorous. I loved her, by the way, the actress who played her on The Crown. Not quite sure what her name is, but she was very, like, spot on, like, what, carbon copy of her. I'm just looking at Page Six. I'm looking at all the regular sites that I usually go to for, oh, by the way, Stephen Colbert did a whole thing on Kate Middleton on a show last night, which I did not watch because, girly, I was asleep. I'm on TMZ. I'm just refreshing everything to see. Yeah, okay, basically, that's sort of what's going on by a Town and Country, the timeline of everything going on pertaining to Kate's temporary leave of absence to her recovery from her surgery. I don't think she was expecting to have some type of photo scandal, Photogate, but alas, here we are, wondering where the hell the Princess of Wales is. I mean, what a time, what a time. Anyways, I say all that to say, I'm going to keep you guys updated on this one because this is actually something that literally, as I said in the beginning of this episode, I will jump on the mic to talk about this because this is literally crazy. Like, where, oh, where is Catherine Middleton? Where in the world is Catherine Middleton? You know, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Now we're all wondering where Kate Middleton is. I mean, what a time, what a time. Anyways, that's all I got, and I hope she's recovering well and healthy, and long live the king.